Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Hadlin, Ryan Elke in the Motor City Studio. I'm Anthony Bellino joining you for the Radio Bunker. Text the keyword sports radio to 21,000. That's right. Just type in 21,000, then text us sports radio. You opt in, and then you can text us all day long. Well, at least until 9 a.m. Auto Valley guest line, 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros, and of course, good morning to our television audience as well on Comcast Channel 900.
But for
Find
real,
our podcast. Oh, go ahead.
For real, if you want to text us throughout the day, we'll read it the next morning.
We're
so
here.
So if you come up with something in the middle of the day that you want to talk about, just send it our way and we'll talk about it tomorrow.
What you should do is save the number 21000 in your phone as Michigan Sports Network. And whatever thoughts you have, send them in.
Yeah, send us a voicemail. We'll play a voice message.
They can leave a voicemail on the Auto Valley guest line.
I'm saying, like, if they texted us a voice message, we could read it. Or we could play it tomorrow. We could play it next day.
Oh, I see what you should send a voice note to us.
Right.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, you could do that as well if you wanted to. Auto Valley guest line, 313-396-5527 on Twitter, XP Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And, of course, good morning to our television audience as well on Comcast Channel 900. You can find our podcast, listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting our SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and iHeartRadio app pages, plus online all the time, MichiganSportsNetwork.com, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. And gentlemen, and I don't know if this game is of interest to you, but tonight the Utah Jazz will take on the Philadelphia 76ers tonight. This is a monstrous game for both of these teams. The Jazz, number one in the West. The Sixers, number one in the East. The Jazz are 27-8. The Sixers are 23-12. And the Jazz are actually four-point favorites on the road tonight. So if you're interested in taking on some action from that game or a full slate of NBA games this evening, including the Detroit Pistons taking on the Toronto Raptors, we hope that game will be down in Tampa. Remember, that's where Toronto plays this year. Just download the Twin Spires Casino and Sportsbook app today and enjoy 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000 using the promo code FREE1000. So I might have to make that Jazz and Sixers tonight for NBA Twitter. Brooklyn Nets are in Houston against the Rockets. The Rockets are an absolutely dismal program right now. The Nets, number two in the East. The Rockets, awful. They are on a 12-game slide right now, and this will be James Harden's return to Houston. So how will Houston greet him? It's not like it's a full house anyways. Can you really boo him based on all the work he's done in the community? He just wanted out. And it looks like it's working out pretty well for the Nets right now. My big concern moving forward is when things tighten up and you're not getting 1,000 possessions a game, if you just want to outscore everybody, that's fine. But eventually you're going to have to play some defense. You're going to have to. You know, the Atlanta Hawks, they just fired their head coach and they brought in a little bit more of a veteran presence with Bogdan Bogdanovic and with Rajon Rondo. But their number one player, Trae Young, doesn't play defense. It's like Kyrie Irving. He just can't defend. And that's a problem. I don't care how much effort you put on the offensive side. Eventually, you're going to have to stop their point guard or you're going to lose. And that's where the Hawks are at. Bunch of losers.
I'm just wondering if you saw that you have been officially called out on Twitter.
No. Would they tweet it to me or did they tweet it to the show?
They tweeted it to both of us. So okay. You'll see it in your mentions.
I'll see it in my mentions. All right. I have been listening and waiting to hear Bellino address the biggest story of the day. It was the Big Ten championship game last night, but his blog says don't worry because they didn't play three games, eight away games, and only played the top three teams once. I don't know if I follow that. The blog was about the national ranking and comparison to the fan bases going at it with Gonzaga. That's what that was about. That had nothing to do with, you know, priority number one is the Big
Ten. I think they're trying to say is like you played Illinois once and then you get to back it up and play a lousier Michigan State team two times in a row to end the season.
That beat that Illinois team.
But his blog says, don't worry because they didn't play three games, eight
because
away games.
You guys were, they were, because Michigan missed three games during their COVID shutdown.
Oh.
And only had to play eight away games.
and only had to play 8 away games. I get what he's saying. Didn't play 3 games, 8 away games, and they only played the top 3 teams once. Interesting. You know who's not getting made up on the schedule? Northwestern. Penn State. So if you want to make bones about that, you want to add Northwestern and Penn State, make them both road games, that's fine. If you want to jazz it up, you know, dress it up a little bit. We will, as I mentioned, 8:35 is our Michigan Hoops segment, and they're just their absolute just disaster of a game last night. Big Ten title on the line. They'll have another opportunity to secure the Big Ten championship tomorrow evening against Michigan State. But, I mean, how much respect can you put on somebody whose name is Brutus Sparty? And handle is at @Buckeye_Spartan. Ohio State and Michigan State fan account. Alumnus of something. I support OSU football and Michigan State basketball. How on God's green earth can you do that? How could, what sort of bandwagon is this?
Well, maybe he is. What if he went to both schools? So then he supports one of each. If that's he or she, it could be. I don't know. It's just a couple of mascots in the picture. It could. I don't know. And what if he went? What if they went to both schools? It says alumnus, so they probably went to both schools.
Maybe got a bachelor's from Ohio State and a master's from Michigan State, or a master's from Ohio State and a doctorate from the other one. Yeah, like I said, I mean, we talked about it to begin the show this morning. Rise and shine, 6 o'clock. The disaster, as we mentioned yesterday, Trent Frazier doesn't get nearly the love that he should from the national media, but he has been a problem in this league, and he showed in full display why. I am very surprised at, you know, you can't imagine Io DeSumo is going to be coming back next year. He didn't even play last night. He didn't even play last night. Like, what would have happened if they would have had their 20-point scorer available? That guy doesn't miss. And if you look at Illinois and what they did to Michigan, I mean, my God. I'll tell you one thing that probably won't get talked about enough, and that's the energy that the entire Illinois team brought to the table and brought to Chrysler last night. I mean, their bench was up in arms, hooting and hollering the entire game. And they've got great guard play, and it's not going anywhere, taking a step back. Andre Curbelo is so fast and so quick. He just weaved in and out, did whatever he wanted to with the dribble. No one could stay in front of him. He was absolutely fantastic. Unfortunately, of getting a lot of Kofi Coburn against Hunter Dickinson, I thought Hunter, you know, much like the game against Iowa, against Luka Garza, came out first couple possessions and really put in some good work. It became, you know, foul on Coburn, foul on Dickinson, and we got robbed of that matchup. So instead, we got Bishanishvili against, you know, Austin Davis, which that's not why we bought our tickets, but neither here nor there. And Austin Davis had a pretty decent game overall. I mean, he was 4 for 4 from the floor, but he had 3 turnovers in the game in which the ball was poked loose from him because he put the ball down in an area where you have to know that the backside help's coming to get his hands in. They know that. Illinois did exactly what you needed to do against Michigan. More on this, however, coming up at 8:35. So don't worry, Brutus Sparty. We're going to get to it. We're going to get to it. We only had the Tigers. We had the Wings. We had McDermott's comments. What else was on the show roster today? We didn't necessarily get into as much of the Lions discussion because Freddie called. But we didn't get much into the Lions discussion with GM and head coach both meeting with the media. The reverse retro jerseys got in that Michigan State-Indiana game. And we will get into this Michigan game coming up here very shortly. Also, shout out to the Central Michigan Chippewas with a huge victory, huh? My goodness. 81-79 over the Toledo Rockets. Rockets up 16. 15 minutes to play.
17.
15 minutes to play. Back with more X's and Bros after this here on the Michigan Sports Network.
I know you're just like me, man. You can't wait for the next game to get on that big screen. But before you settle in to watch that game, don't forget to place your one-game parlay at BetMGM. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. One-game parlay is an exciting feature designed to help you make selections within a single game from over 400 bet types, including team and player props. Log into your BetMGM account and raise the stakes for a chance to win huge. One-game parlay is the fast and easy way to make your same-game win total and prop picks. New to BetMGM? Well, sign up today and make every play of every game matter more than ever before. You can make one-game parlay bets on soccer and NBA games with more sporting bets to come. Go ahead, take your favorite player to score, the home team to cover, and the over in points for the star power forward if you like. Log in today or download BetMGM's app to try one-game parlay and turn game day into payday. Must be 21 years or older. Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
At Meijer, your health and safety is our first priority. That's why Meijer Pharmacy has partnered with the CDC to administer free COVID-19 vaccinations when they become available to us. Register now to get your free COVID vaccinations at Meijer and get updates to your phone. Text COVID to 75049 to get started. That's COVID to 75049. You can also visit your Meijer pharmacist or go to clinic.meijer.com for more information.
We have batteries, brakes, mufflers, and more at your auto value hard store, where service is the difference. We get it.
For trusted performance, install Dorman premium steering and suspension parts on your vehicle. Dorman Chassis Solutions reliably meet the needs of fleets, trucks, and everyday drivers. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and get 15% off orders of $75 or more with coupon code GREEN15. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Ryan Elke, Danica Hadlin in the Motor City Studio. Anthony Bellino coming from the Radio Bunker. Text the keyword sports radio to 21000, sports radio to 21000. Auto Valley guest line 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros, and of course, good morning to our television audience as well on Comcast Channel 900. Let's get back into this conversation just about Michigan. They will not make up a postponed game against Penn State. They will not make up a postponed game against Northwestern. Indiana was on the schedule. That one was postponed. They did get that game in at least one time. The way that the Big Ten was scheduling via postponements is they wanted to make sure that everybody at least played everybody else one time, and then they would work on, you know, home and home situations, or, you know, when they're trying to get the games rescheduled. That's why there's no rush to make up Northwestern, right? That's why there was an emphasis on Michigan State, and they will get them at home tomorrow night on ESPN and then Sunday at 4:30 over on CBS. In the question about the amount of home versus road games, because Michigan has played 20 games. They've played on the road at Nebraska. They played on the road at Maryland, a road game against Penn State that was postponed. They played on the road at Minnesota, on the road against Purdue, on the road against Wisconsin. That was after the 23-day layoff, on the road at Ohio State, and on the road at Indiana. They've had seven of their 20 total games on the road, and they'll have one more that will be in East Lansing against Michigan State. Not necessarily out of the norm, because you started the season off with Bowling Green, Oakland, Ball State, UCF. Toledo was a game that got thrown in there because of the Big Ten ACC Challenge. They both had an open date, so they decided, like, hey, you want to drive up here for a game? Like, yeah, let's get it in. Let's do it. I'm not worried about the scheduling. I'm not worried about them going on winning percentage. As I said, during football season, Ohio State was 5-0. They didn't play the same amount of games as Indiana. They had already beaten Indiana. Like, there was no way you could not say that Ohio State was not the best team in the Big Ten. I have no, and that's the thing. Like, I have no problem in like saying that out loud. For some people, it really, really irritates them, really bothers them. Brad Underwood was bothered about his comments. My article on MichiganSportsNetwork.com is about the concern over your national ranking, being ranked number one in the country. Right? Gonzaga has not played a ranked opponent since the calendar flipped to 2021. They do have some quality wins, though. They absolutely do. You know, should Michigan be number one after last night's display? No. No. What's, and as I wrote about, and you can read about it at MichiganSportsNetwork.com, when it comes to the ranking, the idea is that you want to be in a high-ranked position to set yourself up for NCAA tournament success. After that display that Illinois showed last night, they are a one seed, and they would kick the snot out of Gonzaga. Without question. I mean, this team, and they didn't even have their best player available. Wow. I mean, that was a ball game from Illinois. And they did a couple of things really well. In ball screen situations for Michigan, Michigan couldn't get past the elbow. Couldn't get past the elbow. The hedge help really wasn't there. I mean, and in screens in which Hunter Dickinson would set a high screen, let's say, for Eli Brooks or Mike Smith up top, right? And let's say Mike Smith is going to drive to the right, or Eli Brooks is going to drive to the right elbow. The help would be there just long enough, and then they'd fade back, get right back into the paint, because they knew that Austin Davis and Hunter Dickinson are not going to shoot these. And you could shoot them if you want, but they're low percentage shots, so we'll play the percentage game, and we'll just play the numbers. Right, my bet is that you're probably not going to make that shot. By the time that Kofi Coburn, because of his size and his length, at 7'1" tall, by the time that his guard had already recovered from the ball screen, Kofi was already dropping back into the paint. Michigan couldn't turn the corner. They didn't have a single, I don't believe, I'd have to go back and rewatch the entire game and keep track, but just based on what I saw last night off the top of my head, I don't believe they had a single drive and kick three that was an open three-point attempt. Illinois did not leave a shooter anywhere. They were fantastic last night. And a lot of times I say this and people don't believe me. They just don't. They just think that anybody can do it. When I tell you you couldn't get the ball, you could not get inbounded the ball on the baseline and be able to dribble it over half court, last night was a perfect example of the common citizen not being able to do that. Andre Curbelo and Trent Frazier are so fast that it's baffling. Trent Frazier, I mean, shot 18 times last night, right? He was 2-for-5 from three, and both three-pointers felt like he had just made 30 of them in a row. He went on for 22 points. Curbelo started the game off red hot. I think it was 5-of-9 in the first half. Like, could not be stopped. He had 17 points. Unfortunately, we got more Bishanishvili against Austin Davis than we did of Hunter Dickinson against Kofi Coburn, because they were getting ready to battle it out. They were. There was a play in which Coburn got the ball, backed his man down. I forget who was trying to guard him, and just blew his man across the floor and dunked it. I'm talking, let's lower the shoulder. You're in my way. I'm going to the paint. Like, I'm getting this ball to the rim. Illinois played with incredible enthusiasm, not only on the floor, but on the bench. They matched and superseded Michigan's bench energy, which hasn't happened all year. You know, Michigan's usually bringing the noise. And this game, I think the last time Michigan had the lead, I'm going to go back real quick and look at the play-by-play. But I think the last time that Michigan had the lead, it was around 10-7. It was 10-8. Eli Brooks made a free throw. Curbelo tied it at 10s. And then it was Trent Frazier with a jumper. Curbelo with a layup. Curbelo with a jumper. Brandon Johns made a layup. That was nice. Adam Miller, three-pointer. Good. And we got to 19-12. It was 19-14. And then it never felt like Michigan was going to get back into this thing. And when it was 7 points, 9 points, like, hey, if you can cut it to cut it to 5 by half. That's fine. It was 30-22 with a minute 15 left to play in the half. Then it was 33-22, and then that was it. Like, there was nothing. Michigan just did not have an answer. Now, they didn't defend the point guard very well. They got absolutely nothing going offensively. Isaiah Livers couldn't get into a rhythm. Franz Wagner couldn't get into a rhythm. I mean, Franz had been playing great. He was 1 of 9 from the floor for 2 points. Isaiah Livers, 2 of 7 for 7 points. If Franz and Isaiah are going to combine to go 3 for 16 for 9 points, this team ain't going to win very many games.
Was this the game that was just sitting in the back of your head for the last few weeks of, like, this one's coming? Of, like, the loss.
100%. I thought it was going to be Indiana, dude.
Right.
Like,
a lot of Michigan fans have been on edge lately because, like,
on edge.
Like, yeah, like, things are going great, but, like, are they going too great right now?
Too good. Yeah.
Like, come on. Like, no one, like, we're not Gonzaga. We're not playing in the WSCC Pony League. Like, you don't get through
the Santa Clara ain't showing up.
Right. Like, you don't get through the Big Ten without some embarrassing loss along the way.
And what was crazy was is that Iowa just handed it to Ohio State. Michigan and Ohio State played a tight game. Michigan State just beat Ohio State. Michigan just smoked Iowa. And it's like, what? And Michigan State beat Illinois.
With Iowa just
like that makes that win even more perplexing. And I saw some Illinois comments about Iowa like, hey, man, I'm glad he was out of the lineup. You see the way the ball moved? Then I'm like,
Don't start Illinois
you
fans
can't be,
on that.
You can't be serious. We'll step aside. We're going to come back and get into this game a little bit more coming up next year. Here from the head coach, Juwan Howard, on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Anthony Bellino here on behalf of TwinSpires Online Sportsbook, Racing, and Casino. TwinSpires is now live in Michigan, and they're offering new players their best offer yet with up to $1,000 in risk-free bets. TwinSpires is backed by the same team as the Kentucky Derby and Churchill Downs Racetrack and brings over 140 years of tradition, excitement, and wagering experience. Whether you're an avid gambler or a first-timer, they've got your bets. And now with Hall of Fame quarterback Brett Favre on board as the Sportsbook Ambassador, TwinSpires is coming out of the starting gates with their best offer yet. For new players in Michigan, TwinSpires will give you 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000. You heard that right, up to $1,000 in one whole week to try your luck. Bet on the game this weekend, or if you're bored at work, give European soccer a shot, risk-free from your phone. Just download the TwinSpires Casino and Sportsbook app today and enter the promo code FREE1000 to participate. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit www.twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and physically present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
At Meijer, your health and safety is our first priority. That's why Meijer Pharmacy has partnered with the CDC to administer free COVID-19 vaccinations when they become available to us. Register now to get your free COVID vaccinations at Meijer and get updates to your phone. Text COVID to 75049 to get started. That's COVID to 75049. You can also visit your Meijer pharmacist or go to clinic.meijer.com for more information.
If you or your family is touched by autism, learn more about Freddy's Foundation at #PopTheTap at FreddyThePizzaMan.com. That's FREDI, ThePizzaMan.com. Or email FreddyThePizzaMan at gmail.com.
After Hours with Anthony Bellino. That's what it could be. If you know the song, then part of that would make sense. Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Danny French Kalen, Laundry in Napa Valley.
Ooh, yeah, sing it to me, Dan.
I know the whole song, but I'm not going to sing it.
It's classic. This is one of the great beats that has ever been produced. Danny and Ryan in the Motor City studio. I'm Anthony Bellino here in the Radio Bunker. I want to get right back into what Ryan had said before we hit the break. And that was this the game that Michigan fans were fearing? And that was Illinois beating the brakes off of my beloved Wolverines by 23 points last night. And at the under four media timeout, Juwan had said, I've seen enough. Subs are going in. Zeb Jackson, Terrence Williams, Jaron Fault, Adrian Nunez. Like, these guys all check in. Illinois left their starters out there. I was like, okay, all right, I get it. I understand. You guys are frustrated. You're going to be real frustrated here. Real frustrated. You know, Michigan wins tomorrow night. They secure the Big Ten championship. And that's what it is. It is the Big Ten championship. I saw Graham Couch point this out earlier yesterday afternoon. It's the Big Ten championship for the regular season, and it's the Big Ten tournament championship for the tournament. So you raise a banner for both, right? This is a game that has been lurking in the shadows, right? Ever since Minnesota, you know, we came back from the 23-day pause and got ready for Michigan basketball to take on Wisconsin at the Kohl Center. After a bad first half, it was like, okay, like that's behind. Rutgers was a tighter game than expected. Ohio State was nervous the whole time. Like, you can't lose to the Buckeyes in basketball because then I'll never really hear the end of it. And then there's Iowa, which was easy. Indiana, which was easy. And then Illinois came in, and then that was a disaster last night. And I think that as Michigan had moved in front of Baylor from number three in the country to number two, Gonzaga remains at number one. There were a lot of thoughts that maybe Michigan should be number one. I'm not going to argue about who should be number one in the country. I don't really think it's that important. I think the most important thing is that there's four number one seeds in the NCAA tournament. And guess what? There's four number two seeds too. This is the game last night that Michigan played against Illinois. This is the game that I kind of stand on my pedestal about for mid-majors when it comes to their conference tournaments. This is the game. This is the game right here to whereas Major League Baseball, National Basketball Association, National Hockey League, they play a seven-game series to figure out who the better team is, right? This is the game right here that comes, sneaks you, bites you in the rear in the NCAA tournament. Shots aren't falling. You're all out of whack, all out of sync. But guess what? There is no tomorrow. You know, this is a game right here. This is the Kansas City Chiefs coming back against the Houston Texans to knock them out. Like, and then the Texans organization just unraveling after that. You know, this is the New York Giants being good for two quarters against the New England Patriots and ruining their perfect season. Like, this is what happens. This is what happens at the NCAA tournament. You got to be on for 40 minutes at a time. And if you're off, someone can make you pay. In Illinois, they showed up ready to play. You talk about momentum. You talk about momentum. Illinois's got it. They have it right now. They have to be feeling superb moving on to close out the rest of their schedule, which is only one game remaining on the road at Ohio State, 4 o'clock. ESPN on Saturday, which will be a doozy.
Illinois just let out pretty much a week of frustration out on Michigan last night. Like, starting with the Michigan State game, I have DeSumo being out. Like, just it seemed like they had a rough week online, like, with their fans. And they went Captain Insano in Ann Arbor.
They went Captain Insano in Ann Arbor. That is funny. That's good. And they're a good team. They are a good team. And they did this without the guy averaging the most points per game at 21 and the most assists per game at 5.3 in Io DeSumo. Like, they did it without him. You know, when we're right, we're right. And I'll be damn sure to remind people that Trent Frazier got all that love yesterday morning, and then he was like, hey, I heard you guys were talking about me. Enjoy this 22 piece I got for you. I mean, it was a defensive display. Michigan could not get anything going. It seemed like, and I tweeted this out, like you hear ads about, you know, engine sludge. Like this was that. This was that right there. This was a game in which no one could get anything moving. And Illinois proved that's a one seed caliber team. I don't know how they lost the game all year. I don't know how they lost to Michigan State by 9. I don't know how they lost to Ohio State the first time around by 6. How did they lose to Maryland by 3? How did they almost get beat by Ohio? They only beat Ohio 77-75.
Yeah, but I'm sure people during
I know it was
when Michigan
ago,
was rolling, it's like, how did Oakland take them to overtime?
Teams get better. You have a bad day.
Right.
And you, things get
like,
a little
if you look at Michigan's non-conference scores, final scores, you're like, what the hell happened there?
I have no idea. I have no idea. And watching that game, yesterday was an avalanche. And there was no stopping it. There wasn't. I mean, they just could not defend. They couldn't defend the ball handler. And Illinois did a really good job of defending Michigan's guards. They didn't allow any open looks. They were, you know, in their shorts the entire game. Like, it was incredible. Juwan, go ahead.
I was saying, Michigan just seemed from the start offensively
sluggish.
Just seemed absent. Like, they didn't know what to do. Like, it didn't look the same.
It's where you look over the bench, you're like, now what do we do?
Right. It's like there's one possession where, like, Mike Smith, like, dribbled around in circles.
How many times did he do that last night?
And
do,
I was just
do
like,
something with it.
And I was just like, I don't, like, yeah, you see that every now and then. It's like, I've never seen that out of Michigan this year. And it just, and then he had another possession where he ran down and then just took, like, a baseline jumper with 20 seconds left in the shot clock. It's like, this does not seem right. And this was early on in the game. I was like, this isn't going to go well.
No.
It's just something just didn't seem connected for Michigan last night.
All out of sorts. Mike Smith did that thing where he got all the way. He drove, got all the way to the baseline, went all the way around the restricted area.
Twice.
And dribbled out. And multiple. I think he might have done it 3 or 4 times throughout the course of the entire game.
Well, I think he dribbled the circle twice. I was just like, what are you doing?
Put it up or get it out.
Right.
Those are your options. Like, don't just dribble back out and start over. Like, in something like Mike Smith's been great all year. Guy had a bad game, got frustrated.
Right, and I was saying, not to rag on Mike Smith because he wasn't the only issue last night, but, like, when he's making mistakes like that, like, it really stands out because he's been on point ever since he stepped foot in Ann Arbor.
There was a point in this game where I thought that I thought with what I was viewing was Michigan was afraid of Kofi Coburn inside. Like, you can't be afraid to get your shot blocked. If it gets blocked, it gets blocked. It's one of those things that
you just be Austin Davis and you grind for 15 seconds until you find that little edge and just go up and under on him and plop it in.
Just plop it
the
in.
Fact
one
that
of
he,
the ugliest he, baskets I'd ever seen.
He had post. 4 of them.
You guys a workhorse though, man.
He had Bro. 4 of those baskets against Kofi. It was just like, you worked really hard for that too.
You earned those 2 points.
You should have earned 6 on how hard you were. How hard.
I wish our scoreboard operator would have given him 6 every time he made a bucket. That would have helped. Juwan Howard after the game, discussing things a little bit with the media.
To play back-to-back games against your rival, what do you feel like you guys got to do now to come out, put this quickly in the rearview mirror, and come out strong against Michigan State when you've seen that they've been able to do some big things in big games this year?
You know, we'll discuss and talk about, you know, what's the game plan for the game on Thursday. But tonight, you know, right now, I'm not even thinking about Thursday. I'm thinking about, you know, what just happened. And it was just happening only a few minutes ago. So it's still fresh in my mind. This one, you know, any loss that you encounter throughout the season, it always hurts.
Thanks, Coach.
He had also said, you know, when discussing this game, that it was a horror film. That would be a horror film. And they could have clinched the Big Ten title with a victory. Instead, they had the worst offensive showing and the second worst defensive performance of the year. You know, and that was the sum of all fears for Wolverine fans right there. This is why if your team makes a run to a national championship, you have to savor every little bit of it, because there is just the amount of necessity you need for everything to go right is crazy. Michigan's been there a couple times. They've gotten beaten a couple times in the Final Four in the last 10 years. Like, it happens. And you got to be really good. And if you're going to have an awful night, I guess now's the time to get out of your system. Isaiah Livers said, you know, they watched their film. They made the adjustments. They hit us first. They came out, jump ball. At first 4 minutes, they hit us first. It was only 2-2, but we weren't ready. We were playing back on our heels. We were being aggressive, but we were taking some, I wouldn't say, within the offense type of shots that, you know, Coach Howard or Michigan basketball expects. They forced un-Michigan-like shots out of us, and we took the bait. We never got back on track, never found our momentum or our flow. That's Isaiah Livers. Pretty good recap of what took place there. And just a very uncharacteristic, very uncommon game for Michigan. Michigan could not rebound the basketball worth a damn last night. Yeah, whether it was, you know, just, you know, a good blockout, good positioning by Illinois, a good bounce. You get out rebounded 42-26, you're probably not going to win too many games. Especially when it's 30-21 on the defensive side and 12-5 on the offensive side. Well, you're really not going to. You know, Juwan Howard got a technical last night, too. That's a technical foul. Right?
Get the coach out. But I thought he was calm, cool, collected, and doesn't get angry ever.
I mean, he gets angry. He just doesn't do it for 40 minutes at a time like other coaches throughout the league. I was really, really surprised by Underwood, too. He says very little. Said very little yesterday throughout the game. And just watching his mannerisms, his assistant coaches do a lot.
So he went Dolph Lundgren.
It was very...
Strange
hair, too. I wonder if it's real. But one of the committee members who is part of the NCAA selection committee, he was there at the game last night and texted me beforehand. And, you know, we were discussing the game a little bit and discussing it at halftime, too. And the one thing that really stood out to me about Illinois is it, as much as the Michigan offensive struggles, like their efficiency was terrible, most inefficient game they've played, that was caused by Illinois' defense. Like, do not get it twisted. The Fighting Illini came out and they defended last night. And it was a display, man. At first I was shocked, then I was a little mad, and then I was like, I can't be mad about this, because this is you're watching one team take it to another team on the road, no less. With better energy, better effort, better everything, better shots. You know, Michigan goes 2 of 7 from three. They only shot 7 threes in the game. They couldn't get any open looks. 17 of 49 from the field, 34%. Ugh. Whereas you had Illinois shoot 46% from three, respectable. 47% from the floor, respectable. Free throws were 10 of 14 for Illinois, 17 of 24 for Michigan. And Jace Howard got the play. Only 4 assists for Michigan in the ball game on 17 made shots. Like, that is not a Michigan basketball game. 4 assists on 17 made buckets? That's all Illinois.
Do you think when Juwan Howard put Jace in, then Jace gets to the free throw line, he goes, all right, Jace will score, at least get a silver lining out of this game. And then he misses both free throws. Do you think Juwan Howard just wanted to go home at that point?
After Jace made both his free throws?
Didn't he miss both of them?
Well, he made two and missed two. He made his first two,
okay,
and then missed his
second
pair.
See, I only saw the second pair because I had Michigan off to the side screen. So,
oh, they were side piece?
Yeah. I had to turn the volume down because I kept hearing the whistle from the Michigan game.
Oh.
And watching the state game, it's like, what is going on here?
Yeah, it's a Jace came in and made his first two free throws, and that was great. Yeah, I thought it was very interesting. Zeb Jackson has a lot of go. Like, he's a very unique talent. And it's like, okay, you know, maybe Zeb might, and he got some time earlier in the season, but it was just like, it's too much for him right now. And then you look at another freshman like Andre Curbelo, and it's like, okay, now there's a freshman for you. 8 of 14, big old smile on his face. Nothing worse than somebody smiling at you. You know what I mean? This way they're just kicking the dog snot out of you, and they're smiling at you the whole time. Oh, this bothers me. Kofi Coburn smiling the whole time. What are you smiling
and
for?
And it's against this team, the team that's been chirping you the most.
I mean, should Michigan Twitter have raided Illinois and just said, hey, great job, guys. Like, really good game. Like, hey, gold star. I think they should have.
I think that's what was probably the most disappointing for Michigan fans last night, that it was this game that they lost. Not against Michigan State, not against Indiana. The team that's been calling you out for 3 weeks, you're ducking us, you don't want to face us. Just and even
and they
last,
backed all that up. Yep. All that
and
up.
And then like last week after Io gets knocked out, breaks face his face. Broke. Like then they start chirping at Michigan State Twitter, and then all of a sudden like it's like, you know, powers unite between Michigan and Michigan State Twitter. And then yeah, last night MSU was on the handcart with Michigan and jumped off and kicked them. We're like, nope, you got this on your own. Like, we beat them. You didn't. Good luck.
See you Thursday.
Yep.
Yeah, it was a I would have liked to have seen, and they call it raiding Twitter when a team posts a final score and then opposing fans just go in there and just talk trash. What are we doing? Right? I mean, people love it, and it is what it is. But had Michigan fans rated it with a lot of positive energy, like, hey, great job, guys. Like, wow. But Illinois is going to be – they're going to be pissed, and I'll tell you why. Because right now, they have two more wins and two more losses. So we're tied at first right now in the league, the way the standings break up. Michigan wins. They'll have a higher win percentage. They got to win one out of two against Michigan State. They'll take the higher win percentage there. But you could make the, like, Illinois is going to have, they're going to be real upset with this whole winning percentage thing when they beat Michigan straight up and played more games. Now, it's the COVID year. It's nobody's fault. Should they have played that day, that Thursday when the women played, or should, and then tried to get back for?
Hindsight says, yeah, probably.
Probably, but then you had to get, you know, you're coming off the layoff, and then you had to go right to Wisconsin on the weekend. So I get why you say, hey, you know, we're going to play. We're just getting our sea legs back under us after 3 weeks off. Like, we're going to play Sunday. It'll be our first game back. We'll get this rescheduled later on down the road. No matter how much that might bother Illinois fans, it is what it is. Like, it's the COVID year. You take care of business tomorrow night. You win your Big Ten championship. We move forward. We look forward to the tournament. But Illinois, they're a one seed in this thing, and they're the real deal. And I don't know how they lost the game all season, because they picked up a lot of momentum moving into the tournaments. That's all for us here on this Wednesday. We'll see you tomorrow morning, same time, same place. For Dan and Ryan, I'm Anthony saying so long. Don't forget to catch a huge show later on this afternoon from 3 to 6 and listen online all the time at MichiganSportsNetwork.com. Have a great Wednesday. We'll talk to you tomorrow.